السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off. So inshallah, starting from Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 102 to ayah number 104, inshallah. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 102. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا كنت فيهم فأقمت لهم الصلاة فلتقم طائفة منهم معك وليأخذوا أسلحتهم فإذا سجدوا فليكونوا من ورائكم ولتأت طائفة أخرى لم يصلوا فليصلوا معك وليأخذوا حذرهم وأسلحتهم ود الذين كفروا لو تغفلون عن أسلحتكم وأمتعتكم فيميلون عليكم ميلة واحدة ولا جناح عليكم إن كان بكم أذى من مطر أو كنتم مرضى أن تضعوا أسلحتكم وخذوا حذركم إن الله أعد للكافرين عذابا مهينا فإذا قضيتم الصلاة فاذكروا الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبكم فإذا اطمأننتم فأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا ولا تهنوا في ابتغاء القوم إن تكونوا تألمون فإنهم يألمون كما تألمون وترجون من الله ما لا يرجون وكان الله عليما حكيما. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. So starting from ayah number 102 to ayah number 104, inshallah. Now for the theory part of our class, we are going to do a review of the topic that we covered in the last class, which was Ahkam al-Mim al-Sakina. So inshallah, just really quickly, we are going to go over all of the rules before we move on to the next topic. So we were learning that Ahkam al-Mim al-Sakina is very similar to the rules of Ahkam al-Nun al-Sakina. One difference that we learned is that for Nun Sakina, we also have Tanween. For Mim Sakin, we do not have any Tanween. All we are looking for when it comes to these rules is that you just need a Mim with a Sukun on top. That is the only thing that we are looking for, as opposed to Nun Sakin, where we had either a Nun Sakin or we could also have had a Tanween. For both of them, you do have the same rules. But here for Mim Sakin, you do not have a Tanween, so it is only Mim Sakin. But the rules are very similar as well. We have idgham, we have ikhfa, we have idhal, all three of which are the same rules as ahkam and nun sakin. And then also another difference here is that we do not have iqlab when it comes to mim sakin. So we learned that for nun sakin, we had four rules. We have idgham, ikhfa, idhar, and iqlab. For Mim Sakin, we do not have Iqlab as a rule. Instead, there are only three rules. We have Idgham, Ikhfa, and Idhar. The reason for this is that Iqlab is basically changing the Noon sound to a Mim sound. So here, because it is already a Mim Sakin, we are not going to have to change the Mim into a Mim. Therefore, we are not going to have Iqlab. Now for Idgham, Ikhfa, Idhar, they are basically the same rules that we had for Noon Sakin. Idgham is going to be to merge, Ikhfa is going to be to hide, and then Idhar is going to be to make clear. Now the letters are going to be different when it comes to Mim Sakin rules. So if you'll remember, for Idgham, we had Yarmalun. So this was for Noon Sakin. We had Yarmalun for Idgham. For Ikhfa, we had all of the rest of the letters. For Idhar, we had Hamza, Ha, Ain, Ha, Ghain, Kha. So there were quite a few letters that we had to memorize. For Mim Sakin, each of these rules is only going to have one letter. So let's go ahead and look at these letters. The first one that we have is Idgham. Now, Idgham means to merge. What we are looking for is that we want to see that there is a Mim Sakin, and it is going to be followed by another letter, which is Mim. So the letter for Idgham, for Mim Sakin, is going to be Mim. That is the only letter that is going to have Idgham. Okay, so Mim is the only letter of Idgham. Idgham meaning to merge. So if you see that there is a Mim with a sukun and it is followed by Mim mutaharrak, meaning that there is the letter Mim and it has a haraka on top, it has fatha, dhamma, kasra on top, then that second Mim is going to merge into the next Mim. And the second Mim is going to get a shadda because you are repeating it twice. And you are also going to read it with complete ghunnah. So this is going to be Mim Sakin Idgham. You are just seeing a Mim Sakin followed by the letter Mim. If you do have Mim Sakin followed by Mim, you are going to merge them together. Let's look at an example of this. If we have the word lakum and then the word ma, Mim Sakin followed by the word ma with a shadda, we are going to merge them together. Lakum ma. So you can hear I am merging them together. I am not stopping. I am not pausing. I am not saying lakum ma. Now here this is separate. Instead, I will merge them together. Lakum ma. So it is as if it is one word. So you're not going to pause in between. Another example, ma lahum minallahi. So for this one as well, we have the word lahum, mim sakin, followed by the letter mim with a kasra. So here I am going to merge them together. Ma lahum min. Ma lahum min. So you just merge them together and this is going to be Idgham. So again, Idgham is merging, but we only have one letter as opposed to Noon Sakin, and the only letter is Mim. Now the second rule that we have is the rule of Ikhfa. Now Ikhfa again means to hide from the word Khafi, and the only letter for Ikhfa is going to be Ba. So if you have a Mim Sakin and it is followed by the letter Ba, then the Mim Sakin is going to be hidden between the lips. So you are hiding it, Khafi, you are going to hide it between the lips. You are also going to have Ghunna. So let's look at an example. If we have the word Tarumihim bihijaratin, so here I have a Mim Sakin in Tarumihim bihijaratin, Ba here is going to have a Kasra. So I am going to hide the Mim within the Ba. Because both of them come from the same makhraj, this is pretty easy. You're just going to hide this in the lips. Tarmihim bihijaratin. And this is opposed to just saying tarmihim bihijaratin. So instead, you are going to kind of hide them and you're reading them close together. Tarmihim bihijaratin. And then another example, wama hum bimu'minin. So here, instead of stopping at the Mim Sakin, you are going to hide this within the lips. Wama hum bimu'minin. So this is going to be Ikhfa. Again, the only letter for Ikhfa is the letter Ba. So far you have only had to memorize two letters. So for Idgham, we have Mim. For Ikhfa, we have the letter Ba. These are the only two letters that you have to remember. Now, what is the third rule? The third rule is idhar, meaning to make clear. And for idhar, it is going to be any other letter except for the letter ba or the letter mim. So any other letter in the Arabic alphabet, if it's followed by a mim sakin, then you are going to pronounce it clearly without any ghunna. Okay, so every other letter, and the only two you have to remember is mim for idgham, ba for ikhfa. So this is pretty easy. Now let's look at an example. If we have the word hum fiha, so here I am not going to merge the mim, I'm not going to hide the mim, I'm not going to add additional ghunna, I'm just going to say this simply as I would. Hum fiha. Now, remember that mim is a letter of tawassut, so we are going to rest on this for just a little bit. Rest on that. Hum fiha. Another example in the ayah, am lam tundirhum la yu'minun. So am, here we have mim with a sukun. The next letter is lam, so I'm going to rest on this. Lam, rest on this as well with idhar. Tundirhum, again it has idhar, so just rest on this. It also has tawassut, so I will spend a little bit of time. Am lam tundirhum la. So you can see here that I'm just resting on this. I am not merging them together. I am not hiding them. I am not adding extra idgham. I'm merely resting on this letter mim. So these were the three rules. We had idgham with the letter mim. We have ikhfa with the letter ba. And then we have idhar with all of the rest of the letters. Now, just one thing that I did want to point out is that the letters waw and fa are also going to have idhar when we have a mim sakin. The reason why I'm pointing this out, as I mentioned in the last class as well, is because waw and fa are both from the lips. Now, what does tend to happen is that when we have a mim sakin, because mim is from the lips, and then we have a waw or a fa, because both of those letters are also from the lips, sometimes the letters become merged together. Sometimes we don't spend enough time on the mim, and we don't differentiate between the mim and the next letter, which could be waw or fa. So the reason why I'm pointing this out is that even if you have a waw or you have a fa, it is still going to have idhar. You are going to rest on this for a little bit. Don't merge them together. So for example, if we have the ayah aydihim wa ma, so I'm not going to merge them together. Aydihim wa ma. Don't merge these together. I'm going to rest on the meme. Aydihim wa ma. Rest on that meme. Don't merge them together at all. In the same ayah, khalfahum wala. Again, don't say khalfahum wala. Don't merge them together. Khalfahum wala. So waw and fa, both of these do have idhar. They do not have idgham. They do not have ikhfa. Another example, hum fiha. Again, just rest on that meme. Have tawassut on that meme. Don't merge them together. Don't say hum fiha. Don't merge them together. Just rest. Hum fiha. And then make sure you do give a tiny bit of pause in between just to make sure you're not merging them together. So that was the review of the meme sakin rules. Inshallah, in the next class, we will move on to the next rule. So inshallah, today for our analysis, we are going to look for any of these rules of meme sakin, and we will point them out inshallah. So starting from ayah number 102, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. So here, we have the word fi him. Meme is going to have a sukun. Let's look at the next letter. The next letter is fa. Fa is a letter of idhar. So we are not going to merge them together. We are not going to hide these letters. Instead, I'm going to stop at the meme with idhar. So here, fi him, rest on that meme with tawassut and then move on to the letter fa. Fa aqamta lahum. Fihim fa'aqamta lahum. And then here, fa'aqamta lahum, mim also has sukun. The next letter is ta. So again, this is going to be idhar. Just rest on that with tawassut. Lahum as-salata. Sad is going to be heavy. Lam here is light, so make sure you don't make that heavy. And we are not going to say salata. Just make sure lam is light. Salata. Faltakum, mim is going to have tawassut. Ta'ifatun. Ta is going to be a four count mad. Ta'ifatum minhum. Here, this is going to be an idgham. Minhum, this is going to be idhar. And then here in the word minhum ma'aka, so we see that there is a meme with a sukun. The next letter is going to be a meme with a shadda. So we know that this is going to be idgham. We are going to merge these together. Minhum ma'aka, and give it a little bit of gunna as well. Wal ya'khudu, hamza is going to be from the throat. It is going to have jahr. It is going to have shidda. So make sure that you are giving it a little bit of that jerking sound. Wal ya'khudu. Hudu is going to be a four count med. Aslihatahum, meme is going to have sukun. It is going to have idhar. So just rest on this with tawassut. Fa'idha sajadu falyakunu min wara'ikum. Ra is going to be heavy here. This is going to be a four count med. Wal ta'ti, hamza here is going to have that shidda again. So make sure you give it a little bit of jerking sound. Ta ifatun, this is going to be a four count med. Ukhra, kha is going to be heavy, ra is going to be heavy. Lam yusallu, mim is going to have tawassut. Yusallu, sad is going to be heavy. Fal yusallu, sad again is heavy. Ma'aka wal ya'khudu. Ya'khudu, again have a little bit of that jerking sound on the hamza. Hidrahum, so ra here is going to be heavy. Mim is going to have idhar, just rest on this with tawassut. Wa aslihatahum, mim again is going to have tawassut. Waddal ladina kafaru, ra is going to be heavy. Law taghful, Luna, Ghain is going to be heavy. An aslihatikum. So here, An is going to have idhar. Aslihatikum, Mim is going to have idhar. Wa amti'atikum, Mim is going to have idhar. In both of these cases, so just rest on that for a little bit with tawassut. Fayamiluna alaykum maylatan. So here in alaykum, we have Mim with a sukun. The next letter is going to be Mim with a shadda. So this is going to be idgham. Merge these together. عليكم ميلة واحدة, and then ميلة و, this is going to be idgham as well. واحدة, if you are stopping here, you are going to add a تاء مربوطة. Make sure you do give it a little bit of همس. We don't want to drop this ها, so make sure that you do give it a little bit of air. واحدة. ولا جناح عليكم, ميم is going to have إظهار. إن كان بكم, ميم is going to have إظهار. أذى من مطر, طاء is going to be heavy, راء is going to be light. أو كنتم مرضى, so كنتم, ميم is going to have توسط, ميم after has شدة, so I am going to merge these together. كنتم مرضى, راء is going to be heavy, ضاد is going to be heavy. And tada'u, tad is going to be heavy. Tada'u, this is a four count med. Aslihatakum, mim is going to have a idhar. Wa khudu hidrakum, again, the mim is going to have idhar. Hidrakum, ra is going to be heavy. Inna allaha, name of Allah here is heavy. A'adda lil kafirina adaban muhina, this is going to be idgham. Muhina, we end on a two count med. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ, قَافْ is heavy, ضَاد is heavy, الصَّلَاةَ, صَاد is heavy, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ, name of Allah here is heavy, قِيَامًا وَا, this is going to be إِدْغَام, وَقُعُودًا وَا, this is again going to be إِدْغَام, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ, ميم is going to have توسط, فَإِذَا طُمَأْنَنْتُمْ, so فَإِذَا, this is going to be light, طَا is heavy, so make sure you make that switch from light to heavy, فَإِذَا طُمَأْنَنْتُمْ, so quickly make sure that you do that switch. We are not going to make both of them heavy and we are not going to make both of them light. We are not saying فَإِضُطُمَأْنَنْتُمْ or فَإِذَتْمَأْنَنْتُمْ. In this case, both are heavy or both are light. Instead, make that switch. فَإِذَطُمَأْنَنْتُمْ. Hamza here, again, it's going to have a little bit of a jerk. فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ, صَاد is going to be heavy. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ, صَاد is heavy. كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Hamza has jahar. كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Qaf is going to be heavy, and then that here is a two count med. Wala tahinu fi ibtigha'il qawm. Ibtigha', this is going to be a four count med. Ghain is heavy, so that med is also heavy. In takunu ta'lamun, hamza has a little bit of that jerking sound. Fa innahum ya'lamun, mim is going to have idhar. Ya'lamun, again we have hamza. Kama ta'lamun, again we have hamza. Wa tarjuna, ra is going to be heavy. Min Allahi, name of Allah here is heavy. Ma la yarjun, ra is going to be heavy. Wa kana Allahu, name of Allah here is heavy. Aliman hakima, this is going to be idhar. And then here we end here on a two count med. So alhamdulillah, that is our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 102 to 104. And alhamdulillah, we did also finish our ahkam and al-mim asakin. So inshallah, in the next class, we will move on to the next topic. Just really quickly, a quick review of mim sakin. We have idgham, meaning to merge. The only letter for mim, idgham, is going to be the letter mim. So we only have one letter. For ikhfa, meaning to hide, we only have one letter, which is the letter ba. So for idgham, it is mim. For ikhfa, it is ba. And then we have idhar, which is going to be every other letter. So this is pretty simple, especially in comparison to nun sakin, because that one did have quite a few letters for each rule. But for mim sakin rules, we only have the letter mim for idgham, and then we have ba for ikhfa, and then all the rest of them are automatically going to have idhar, meaning that you are going to read them clearly. And as we learned, Mem Sakin is also a letter of Dawasut. So we are going to rest on this for just a little bit and then give it a little bit of time. So alhamdulillah, we are going to stop here for today and inshallah move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.